It's been 2+ weeks since Election Day. The swearing-in is still to come, and most of the swearing-at is over. President-elect Barack Obama, John McCain, and their former running mates are likely looking forward to a hearty Thanksgiving, as is NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg. But her holiday plans are haunted by the ghosts of politics past.
Maybe like me, you will be doing your holiday marketing this weekend. There are always raw cranberries on the top of my shopping list because it is time to make Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish.
I say it ain't so, Joe.
My name is Susan.
There you go again, pointing backwards.
But
again.
Governor Palin, it's an NPR tradition. The annual recitation of my late mother-in-law Marjorie Stamberg's recipe for cranberry relish. The recipe that sounds terrible and tastes terrific.
This is dangerous. It isn't just naive. It's dangerous.
Actually, it's quite benign and simple. You ready for the list of ingredients? The recipe calls for 2 cups of raw cranberries and then just a few more things.
This orgy of spending?
Not a bit. It's a very short list. In addition to the cranberries, you buy 1 small onion. And be careful about the onion skin. You do not want to put it in the disposal, or it could get clogged. And then you know what you'd need.
Joe the plumber.
And once a plumber comes to the house...
Orgy of spending.
Right on. But I digress. So, the raw cranberries, the small onion, plus 1/2 cup of sugar. And now the recipe starts to sound weird. 3/4 cup of sour cream. Finally, for the grand finale, the last ingredient, 2 tablespoons of horseradish.
It's a toxic mess.
Now, here's what you do. You ready?
Sit down. Talk. Talk. Talk.
Time now for action.
Darn right we
You
need.
Wash up the raw cranberries.
I don't care about an old washed up terrorist.
Not terrorist, cranberries. You grind the washed cranberries up with the onion. And then you add all the other ingredients, the sour cream, the sugar, and the horseradish.
Orgy of spending.
More an orgy of mixing. You mix everything up and you put the mixture in a plastic container and freeze it. Early on Thanksgiving morning, you move it down to the regular part of the refrigerator to let it thaw, like the polar ice cap.
I think it's clearly man-made.
By mealtime, you will be all set. The relish is chunky, creamy, tart, tangy, and Pepto-Bismol color. Everybody will love it, I promise. Although, sure, there are always a few detractors in the crowd.
I don't mind being attacked for the next 3 weeks.
Me either. I have developed a very thick skin about this recipe over the years. So, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Susan Stamberg.
Miss Congeniality.
NPR News.
You betcha. Drill, baby, drill, and mine, baby, mine.
The full recipe for Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish, without the debate clips, sadly, is at NPR.org.